messages.
Take the captain beyond the reef until we get permission to bring him ashore.
For a moment, I thought you were abandoning me.
Van Armondego does not abandon his friends in the face of stupid suicidal danger. However, as Monsieur Morel's official representative on this voyage, Edmond, I must officially tell you you have overstepped your bounds as second mate. Officially.
There, I've covered myself.
If you don't get him to a doctor, he will die. Do you understand?
Of course I understand. Don't expect him to do this sober.
What? English dragoons.
Hello!
Stand there, Stones. A little careless, don't
you? We have to talk to someone.
Well, I know.
We're French sailors! We seek medical attention! We come in peace!
Come on, come on!
We need no help!
Come on!
Good, you finally hit something.
Lieutenant Greypool. If your thirst for gore demands the death of these poor fools, then by all means shoot them. But do so with the knowledge they are no agents of mine. Now explain yourselves or be shot.
Sir, I am Edmond Dantes, second mate of the merchant ship Ferryon, on our way home to Marseille. This is the ship owner's representative, Monsieur Fernand Mondego, son of the Count Mondego. Our captain has contracted brain fever, so we put in here for help.
If his coma is genuine, he won't feel my knife point, will he?
Only a scratch.
Edmond! Lieutenant Greypool!
We came to you in good faith!
That's for my wounded men.
And wounded pride, no doubt. It has been an eventful evening.
If I hadn't have shot those dragoons, you might be lying in pieces on the beach right now.
I almost got us killed.
Yes, you did. Yet, we survived.
Onward, encore une bouteille de vin. Onward, encore une bouteille de vin.
Good to see you, Mondego. Being your friend is always an adventure.
Yes, it is, isn't it? It's pretty adventurous, can't always be friends, though, huh?
What?
Well, it won't always be like this, will it?
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Drink up. We're drinking Napoleon Bonaparte's wine.
I think you'll find the 1806 the finer vintage.
As long as you're still awake, Monsieur Dantès, I wonder if I might have a word with you.
I'm curious. What's the significance of a chess piece?
Oh. It's just something we've done since childhood. Whenever one of us has had a victory, king of the moment.
King of the moment. In life, we're all either kings or pawns. I'm moved by your effort to save your captain's life, Dantès.
He is my captain and my friend, Your Majesty.
Loyal friends are rare indeed.
In fact, it's upon such a matter I wish to speak. I've written a rather sentimental letter to an old comrade in Marseille. Side of me, I prefer the British not see, and since they have a habit of opening my mail, I wonder if you would deliver it for me.
Oh, I don't... It's just a letter from one old soldier to another. It's totally innocent, I assure you. But more important, it is the price I demand for the use of my physician.
Then I agree.
Good. You are to deliver the letter to Monsieur Clarion. Can you remember that name?
Monsieur Clarion? How will I find him?
Oh, he will find you. No, I do not wish this letter's existence to be known to anyone else. Not even your boon companion back there, do you understand?
I'm a man of my word, Your Majesty.
Yes, I believe you are.
What does he want?
News from France. That's all.
As many battlefields as I, young Dantès. You can feel death.
Kings and pawns, Marshal. Emperors and fools.
Danglars, what's happened?
Captain Renault is dead, sir. And Edmond Dantès disobeyed my orders.
Come to my office and report, Danglars. And you, Edmond.
Will you be needing me, Monsieur Morel?
Go.
Mercedes.
Where is he? Where is Edmond?
Lovely to see you, too. I just missed him, I'm afraid. It could be a while. I think he's in trouble. He's going to meet us by the rock. Come on.
I told Dantès not to go ashore.
Is this true?
I accept all responsibility.
That's what you should. It was all his idea, Monsieur.
It should have been your idea.
Putting him into Elba didn't save the captain's life, Monsieur. I was protecting the merchandise.
You were protecting yourself. By hiding behind your rank and staying aboard.
Edmond Dantès, I am making you the new captain of the Pharaon.
You presume to demote me?
There is no demotion. You will remain first mate under Captain Dantès. Unless, of course, you choose to seek another berth. There's a certain young lady who will want to hear this news.
Monsieur Morel, I understand you had a ship just returned from Elba, monsieur.
Yes?
Did anyone aboard get ashore there by any chance?
They did, but they're not here at the moment.
Thank you, monsieur.
May I say who's called upon them?
Clarion. The name is Clarion.
Make love to me.
Will you ever give up?
He doesn't have to know.
I'd know.
So will I. We are a little secret.
I don't believe in secrets.
You think Edmond doesn't have secrets? He does. Ask him.
I know what you want, Fanon.
You did?
Remember when we were little kids and Edmond got that whistle for his birthday and you got a pony? And you were so mad that Edmond was happier with his whistle than you were with your pony. And I'm not going to be your next whistle.
How long do you think it's going to be before he can afford a wife?
2 years. 2 years, that's all. Then he gets his captain's papers and we can marry.
2 years. I couldn't wait 2 years for anything. Particularly a bride like you.
Hey!
There he is.
Hey! Let's do this!
I missed you so.
The missing is over now.
Are you in trouble?
No. I'm captain. Come on. Monsieur Morel gave me the ferry home.
Edmund.
Kings to me.
Yours is a life truly blessed, Edmond.
You're still the best man.
I know.
Come on.
Ask me anything and I'll tell you. We don't have to wait 2 years anymore. As soon as I can afford the ring, we'll wed.
I don't need a ring. I don't. This'll be my ring. And no matter what happens, you will never see it off my finger. Ever.
Hello, my fine young gentleman. Care to join me? Tell me, Mondega. How did you ever become friends with that righteous little Ponce and Mondontes?
He claims to be my friend. He has your destiny to keep secrets from me.
What secrets?
Captain of the Fayon.
All I am, I owe to you, Father.
May this happy moment be but the dawn of a long and wonderful life for you both.
Which of you is Edmond Dantès?
I am.
Edmund Dantès, you're under arrest by order of the magistrate of Marseille.
Arrest?
On what charges?
That information is privileged. Take him.
I demand an explanation.
I demand an explanation!
I'll be back tonight.
Don't worry, Father, this is a mistake.
Mon Dieu.
Well, I must say, Dantès, you don't have the look of a traitor.
Traitor?
No. Tend me well, Dantès, for your life may depend on it. Did you have any personal contact with Napoleon when you were on Elba?
Elba? Yes, I did. Well, we did. I was with the Count Mondego's son, Fernand, almost the entire time. Do you know Fernand?
He's a recent acquaintance, yes.
Oh. There you are. You'll vouch for me.
No doubt, but you said almost the entire time.
Except for when Napoleon asked me to deliver a personal letter to a friend in Marseille.
Well, Dantès, it is for accepting that treasonous correspondence that you have been denounced by your own first mate, Monsieur Danglars.
What?
Now, did you deliver the letter?
No, sir. Someone was supposed to find me. It's still in my jacket. Here.
Have you read this?
No, sir. I can't read.
Well, Dantès, this is a letter to one of Napoleon's agents. It gives the times and the locations of the British beach patrols on Elba.
Sir, I swear on my mother's grave, I had no idea. He swore its contents were innocent.
No. It's you that's innocent. Foolish and innocent. I believe these are the worst charges that could be leveled against you. Fortunately, as I've intercepted this document, there's no harm done. God knows how you're going to survive in this world, Edmond Dantès, but you are no traitor. You may go.
Thank you, sir.
Wait, did Napoleon tell you who was supposed to pick up the letter?
Monsieur Clarion.
What name did you say?
Monsieur Clarion.
Have you mentioned this name to anyone else? Monsieur Mondego or anyone?
No, sir. In fact, Monsieur Mondego knows nothing of this letter.
This is very dangerous information. One can never be too careful at times like this. Don't you think?
Yes, sir.
I've given you rather a stressful time. I wonder if, by way of an apology, I could offer you my carriage home. It's just through here.
Mr. Villefort? I'm allowed to go home.
From now on, your home is a prison, Chateau Deep.
No!
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 Hey!
Sepia! Renard! I've been arrested for treason. I barely managed to escape. When we were on Elba, Napoleon gave me a letter. I didn't tell you because he made me promise not to. Said it was just a note to an old friend, but the bastard lied to me. He lied. It was to one of his agents. Somehow the authorities found out. I don't know what to do. There's gendarmes on horseback right behind me. All right. Just have to think. I hope I haven't compromised you. I was hoping your father could help me.
He's in Paris. Very ill.
How far back are the gendarmes?
Minutes.
Do you need money?
Yes, thank you.
Do you have a pistol?
Of course not.
Good.
Stop it, Fernand. I don't have time for this.
I saw Napoleon give me that letter.
It was you?
Well, it wasn't just me. It was Danglars' idea.
Why didn't you come to me first?
Well, why did you keep it a secret from me? I thought you were my friend.
I told you I gave Napoleon my word. He lied to me.
I know, Edmond. I read the letter.
Why are you doing this?
Oh, it's complicated. Complicated.
Don't be ridiculous.
Get out of my way.
I can't let you go anymore.
I'm not supposed to want to be you. In here.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
To remember better days.
I told you it wasn't always going to be this way, Edmund. Father?
Where is he?
What's he done now?
Now listen to me, Father. I am the chief magistrate, an official of the new regime, and I cannot afford to have my own father mixed up in treasonous affairs.
You know, in the end, treason is a matter of dates. And I shall be the patriot, and you the traitor, when the emperor returns.
Stop it. Stop it, you old ruin. Those days are over. Napoleon Bonaparte's no longer the emperor of anything. And if you continue to dabble in this lunacy, you run an excellent chance of being arrested and ruining our entire family, all because of your idiotic sympathies.
But at least I have sympathies.
God's sake, Father. All Valentina is saying is that as a family, our fates are intertwined. Surely you can see that.
See? Ah, I'm an old ruin. I don't see as well as I did. You will excuse me.
Welcome, Monsieur Dantès. I am Armand d'Orléac, the warden of Chateau d'If.
Monsieur, I know you must hear this a great deal. I assure you, I am innocent. Everyone must say that, I know, but I truly am.
Innocent?
Yes.
I know. I really do know.
You mock me?
No, my dear Dantès. I know perfectly well that you are innocent. Why else would you be here? If you were truly guilty, there are 100 prisons in France where they would lock you away. But Chateau d'If is where they put the ones they're ashamed of. Let's have a look at your quarters now, Chateau. God will give me justice. People are always trying to motivate themselves. Or they keep calendars. But soon they lose interest. Or they die.
There's a window.
And all I'm left with is a rather unsightly wall, I'm afraid. So, I can see, darling, other ways to help our prisoners keep track of time. Every year, on the anniversary of their imprisonment, we hurt them. Usually just a simple beating, really. Although, on their first day here, in your case, today, I like to do something rather special. And if you're thinking just now, why me, oh God? The answer is, God has nothing to do with it. In fact, God's never in France this time of year.
God has everything to do with it. He's everywhere. He sees everything.
All right. Let's make a bargain, shall we? You ask God for help, and I'll stop the moment he shows up.
Have you not heard? Napoleon has escaped from Elba.
What?
Landed 100 miles from here. He marches on Paris.
Pack all my files. And tell that idiot clerk to find a ledger.
We are here to plead the case of Edmond Dantès.
Not now. Dantès.
We have not met, monsieur. I am Fernand Mondego, the son of Count Mondego. And I am here to swear to Edmond Dantès' innocence. This is his employer, Monsieur Morel, his father, and his fiancée, Mercedes.
Edmond Dantès is charged with high treason. And yet you stand by him?
Of course I do.
What if I was to tell you that Dantès is also charged with murder?
Murder?
Edmond would never do such a thing.
Dantès carried a letter from Napoleon to one of his agents, and when we tried to arrest him, he killed one of my men.
No, if you knew him, monsieur, you would know that was not possible. Have mercy.
Do you have proof of this treason?
Well, that is government business.
Please. Please just tell us where he is.
I cannot, mademoiselle. He was handed over to the king's men. I can understand your pain at this betrayal, but my advice to all of you would be to forget Edmond Dantès, particularly you, mademoiselle. Take solace in the comfort of your good friend here. And perhaps some good may yet come of this unhappy affair. Now, you will excuse me. I have to attend to some other matters.
My son is no traitor.
I will try to reason with him first.
If you leave this to Edmond,
it's impossible. Never.
I will not give up on Edmond yet.
I will never forget your kindness.
And I shall never cease to give it.
That I don't appreciate the embroidery of the crimes. Still, murder. It's quite simple, really. When you reported Dantosis receiving the letter to me, I didn't quite understand why you were betraying him, but now, having seen his exquisite fiancée, I understand completely.
What prompts you to be so accommodating?
Sit down, Mondego.
The anniversary, Dante. Until next year.
Forgive my intrusion, but I was under the
the impression that I was digging towards the outer wall. Parlez-vous anglais, italiano? I am Mamie Faria. I have been a prisoner in Chateau d'If for 11 years, 5 which have been spent digging this tunnel.
It's 72,519 stones in my walls. I've counted them many times.
But have you named them yet? Once I was as you are now, but I promise it will pass. I promise. Now, may I stand on your shoulders? Only two possibilities of reaching the outer wall and finally the sea. I simply chose the wrong one. Now, of course, with two of us, we could dig in the opposite direction. And with both of us together, then, of course, we could possibly do it in 8 years. Oh. Has there something else demand your time? Some pressing appointment, perhaps? In return for your help, I offer something priceless.
My freedom.
Freedom can be taken away. As you well know, I offer knowledge. Everything I have learned. I will teach you economics, mathematics, philosophy, science.
To read and write? When do we start?
Right. Come on.
The slot opens twice a day. Once for your toilet bucket, which is where we hide the dirt. Once in the evening for your plate. Thank you. Between those times, we can work all day without fear of discovery.
So, neglect comes our ally.
Excellent.
Napoleon's army.
We had such dreams then. However, one night, my regiment ran down a band of guerrillas who ran into a church in the sanctuary. I was ordered to burn down the church with them inside it.
Did you?
To my everlasting shame, I did.
How did you come to be here?
The following day I deserted. To devote my life to repentance and to God. I worked as private secretary to the enormously wealthy Count Enrique Spada. Father was a righteous man. Sadly, a couple of years later, he died amidst rumors that he had hidden his limitless fortune. Oh. 2 weeks later, I was arrested.
Why?
Napoleon wanted Spada's treasure. He did not believe. Oh, I had no idea where it was. So he had me thrown in here to refresh my memory. And so here I've remained, with only God for company, until he sent me you.
God is no more real than your treasure, priest.
Perhaps.
Compute this. 2,500 cubic centimeters of rock and dust per day for 365 days.
It was 3.5 meters a year. 12 feet.
For a month.
3 inches to it.
In Italian.
Ancora 3 metri e un mezzo.
Waste the night.
You are a soldier, priest. So you know weaponry. Oh. Teach me. Or dig alone.
You force me to walk a fine line, don't it?
This is ridiculous.
The stronger swordsman does not necessarily win. It is speed. Speed of hand. Speed of mind. Sweep your hand through the drops without getting wet. Oh, like this.
How long must I keep this up?
I am going down the tunnel. Time to study. Define economics.
Economics is a science that deals with the production, distribution, and consumption of commodities.
Translation.
Take first, money later.
Thank you. Happy Christmas, Edmond. Give or take,
and one pistol. Good. Give me a finger. Don't go. Montego. What do you think? Due to third law, there is a reaction to every action in physics and in man.
Thus, my quest for vengeance is a reaction to the actions of Dunbar and Mondego.
Up, up. I want that seat. You once told me that Villefort had you rearrested just after he had cleared you of all the charges.
In my gun. Yes, that's true.
Then why would he go through that charade? Unless he had reason to change his mind about letting you go. Think, Edmond.
I'm trying.
What happened?
He asked me.
Did Napoleon tell you he was supposed to pick up this letter?
I told him.
A Mr. Clarion.
And nothing more.
Nothing. He burnt the letter and said I could go.
He burned the letter. Yes. Strange that a chief magistrate would burn evidence of a treasonous conspiracy. Then imprisoned the only man who was aware of Monsieur Clarion's connection to that conspiracy.
He was protecting someone.
A dear friend, but
no. No. A politician like Villefort would have rid himself of such friends. Clarion could be a relative. A close relative, possibly.
No! Villefort's father was a colonel in Napoleon's army. Villefort wasn't protecting Clarion. He was protecting himself. Danglars, who falsely said he saw Napoleon giving it. Mondego, who told Villefort I had it. And Villefort himself who sent me here.
Bravo, Edmond. Bravo. Light! Light, quick, light!
Oh, please, God.
What is that? Look, look! Roots, plant roots. If these are plant roots, then we are only months away.
Yes. Well done, please. I'll get my chisel. Lungs. Punctures.
Don't tell me.
Not much time. Well, this, those books, these loose rocks, bring me what you find. Quickly, quickly. Open it. When I told them I did not know what the treasure of Sparta was, I lied.
You lied?
I'm a priest, not a saint. There, on that island off the Italian coast.
Monte Cristo?
Yes. Use. Use your head. Follow the clue.
The tunnel's blocked. I can't escape.
Keep digging. When you escape, use it for good. Only for good.
No, I will surely use it for my revenge.
You know, if you find this, do not commit. Oh, do not commit the crime for which you now serve the sentence. God says vengeance is mine.
I don't believe in God.
It doesn't matter. He believes in you.
Priest.
Plates out.
First time in 12 years he hasn't said thank you.
Dead. How? Fell off his bed, didn't he?
He's a bit dirty. They all are.
Well, it's time up. I didn't see Dawn yet. One, two, three. Right, let's get Dawn yet.
Why'd you like him? He's like him anyway.
I don't know.
Have it as far as.
Finally gone to St. Peter's. Come bring him along. Bury him then.
That's it. Keep going.
Come on. I haven't got all day. Actually, I do. I've got. All the time in the world.
On.
a map?
No, I'll go.
Where's the,
handled that a bit better.
I would ask who you are, but in view of your shredded clothes and the fact that the Chateau d'If is 2 miles away, what's the point? As for me, I am Luigi Vampa, a smuggler and a thief. My men and I have come to this island to bury alive one of our number who attempted to keep some stolen gold for himself instead of sharing it with his comrades. Interestingly enough, there are some of his more loyal friends who are insisting that I grant him mercy. Which, of course, I cannot do, for I would quickly lose control of the old crew. That's why you are such a fortunate find.
Why is that?
You provide me with a way to show a little mercy to Jacopo, that maggot you see tied up over there, while at the same time not appearing weak. And as a special treat, the lads will get to see a little sport as well.
How do I accomplish all this?
We watch you and Jacopo fight to the death. If Jacopo wins, we welcome him back to the crew. If you win, I have given Jacopo the chance to leave, even if he did not take advantage of it, and you can take his place on the boat.
What if I win and I don't want to be a smuggler?
Then we slit your throat and we're a bit short-handed.
I find smuggling is a life for me and would be delighted to kill your friend the maggot.
Oh, by the way, Jacopo is the best knife fighter I've ever seen.
Perhaps you should get out more.
Release Jacopo and give him back his knife. Then we'll let the games begin.
Get up, maggot.
Not move an eyelash.
Signor Vampa, allow Jacopo to live. He's already suffered enough with the prospect of being buried alive. Men that wanted to see some sport have seen it. Those who wanted mercy for Jacopo will get it. And by keeping me in Jacopo, you will have yet another skilled sailor and fighter for your crew.
It's a deal.
What is his name?
His name? We should call him Zatara.
Sounds fearsome.
It means driftwood.
I swear my dead relatives, even on the ones that are not feeling too good. I am your man forever.
I know.
In the back of your head.
Have you never seen Marseille before?
It was my home.
But you do not join the others ashore.
Listen to me, Zatara. Whatever happened to you, you cannot make it right by staying here on this boat. Go. It's up to you.
We are kings or pawns, a man once said.
See. Who told you this?
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Bonaparte! Oh, Zatara, the stories you tell.
Someday I may come to find you. Man is always in need of a good friend.
Danglars, what's happened?
Captain Renault is dead, sir. And Edmond Dantès disobeyed my orders.
Next visit alone.
Is this the home of Monsieur Moreau?
My grandfather isn't well, Monsieur. Even if he were, he would not receive us. It's 11 o'clock in the evening.
Perhaps he might make an exception for a man who is seeking Edmond Dantès.
I apologize for the hour.
Old people never sleep. Sit down, sit down. Julian. Some sherry. So, Monsieur Zatara, you were a friend of Edmond.
Monsieur Morel.
Yes?
You knew Edmond also?
Like a son.
I was hoping you could tell me where to find his family.
Unfortunately, his father hanged himself
after learning of Edmond's treason.
You see, this treason you speak of, who accused him?
Who knows? Monsieur Villefort, the man who had Edmond arrested, left for Paris soon after to take up the post of chief prosecutor. Of course, the shock of his father's violent murder may also have spurred his departure. They were strange times.
You seem to have fallen on difficult times yourself, sir.
After Edmond's death, I reluctantly took on a partner. One of my captains. And then one day, Danglars forced me out. My fate is nothing compared to Edmond's.
Perhaps your luck is about to change. Shall I search out Edmond's fiancée?
You mean the Countess Mondego?
Countess?
Yes. A month after poor Edmond was arrested, Mercedes wed his best friend.
Fernand?
Yes, that's right. And with the death of his father and brother in the war, Fernand became Count Mondego. They live in Paris now. Count and Countess Mondego. Are you all right?
Yes. I must go.
I'm sorry I was not more helpful.
No. You told me what I needed to know. Edmond, Comtesse is dead.
Atara, you will be so proud of me. I found a nice little skiff. We couldn't afford a sloop. Got a really good deal. Satara? Satara. Zatara. The boat cannot hold no more, and there are at least 8 more boatloads down there. Do you not understand? You are wealthier than any man I have ever heard of. Whatever your problems were, they are over. What do you want to buy?
Revenge.
Okay, revenge. Who?
Danglar, Vilko, Vernon, and Mercedes.
Right. We kill these people, then we spend the treasure.
No, we will study them. They are no weaknesses.
Why not just kill them? I'll do it. I'll run up to Paris. Bam, 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 bam. I'm back before week end. We spend the treasure. How is this a bad plan?
Death is too good for them. They must suffer as I suffered. They must see their world, all they hold dear, ripped from them as it was ripped from me.
You would need a better name than Tatara if you are to accomplish that.
Then I shall become a count.
I bid you good afternoon, sir. I'm here to purchase your lovely home.
I shall have you horsewhipped.
Now get off my property, you vagabond, before I set the dogs on you. Here!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great honor that I present to you His Grace, the Count of Monte Cristo.
Greetings.
My dear Count, allow me to introduce to you my husband, Monsieur Villefort, Chief Prosecutor.
Very kind of you to think of us.
Oh, I am the one honored with your presence. Now please, enjoy yourselves tonight.
What do we know about him?
Not enough.
Where are they? Are you sure you invited them?
Yes, Your Grace. But I just learned that Count Monego has retired for the evening. He has a morning appointment he cannot miss.
You're up early, my dear.
Is the Viscount Tourville dead?
Well, unless his heart is situated somewhere other than the left side of his chest, I suspect he is.
God grant him peace. He did no more than defend his family's honor.
Much good it did him. His wife and I were happy in our passion. You were happy in your ignorance. Now comes the Viscount's valiant defense of his honor, and you are pained. She is ruined, and he is dead.
Don't flatter yourself, Fernand. I was neither happy nor ignorant, having known about the last three women before Madame Tourville.
I'm sorry you are humiliated. The combination of Paris and me is hardly a recipe for fidelity, is it? And since my attempts at discretion have evidently failed, there seems little point in keeping up pretenses. It's actually quite liberating, wouldn't you say?
His finances.
He's losing money at the other casinos. They're not even cheating him.
And have you looked into his shipping?
He got a bank loan for his own boat several years ago. Doesn't use Dunglars at all.
Make sure we own that bank by tomorrow. And tell the other shipping companies to stay away from Mondego. I want to give him no choice but to crawl back to Dunglars. Now, tell the dealers. Take it all.
Do try to understand. I have a very large consignment of cotton ready to be sent. And I shall make my payment on the ship as soon as it is delivered. So obviously I need the vessel in order to deliver it.
Unfortunately, the bank can offer no further extensions, Count Mondego. I suggest you find alternate means of shipping.
Well, well. To what do I owe the honor, Count Mondego? I can't imagine why you've been avoiding me after all these years.
I'm prepared to overlook your faults and have to resume our dealings.
Business not going as well these days.
Zatara!
Jacopo.
Did you fall off the bed?
After 13 years of sleeping on a stone slab, I can't...
Oh, Maria. Did that hurt?
Did you come here for a reason?
Mondego had a son.
Albert wishes to talk with us.
Not now. Tell him I'm trying to protect his inheritance.
Oh, are you afraid he's going to squander his as you have yours?
It's funny, I don't recall hearing your complaints when I elevated you from being a fishmonger's daughter. Now, please, I must finish this and then I shall be going out.
May I remind you, my love, that in Paris their mistresses are plenty, but you have only one son.
Come in, Albert. For God's sake, be brief.
I will, Father.
Several of my friends are going to Rome for 2 weeks during Carnival. I'd like to accompany them.
Rome? And no chaperones, Amber, you're only 15.
Almost 16. Make my birthday present, Father. Please. I won't get into trouble.
No.
Of course you can go. I could do with some peace and quiet around here.
Rome!
Bad men and for the money.
My money is my waistcoat.
Not anymore. Besides, it's not your money we're interested in. You are the only son of Count Mondego, are you not?
Ransom. Send your note and be damned.
I wish it were that easy, but the note won't reach your father for at least 2 weeks, and then there's the endless debate about whether we killed you already. No. A note just doesn't have the impact. Perhaps if we send him your ring.
Yes. My ring bears the Mondego crest.
Why, still attached to your finger?
Listen to me, Berman. I am Albert, son of Fenon, Count Mondego. And you have had your last laugh at my expense. Do your worst.
If you insist. Pepone, the knife.
To start cutting your miserable corpses. Now! Follow me, young man. You see the surface? Wait for me there.
I don't know. No, thank you.
We'll talk later. Well done, gentlemen.
Many thanks, Your Grace.
Robert, are you all right?
Sir, I owe you my life.
You've had quite an ordeal. You're an extraordinary young man. I insist. You must come to my estate for breakfast tomorrow. Agreed?
Agreed. May I ask who you are, sir?
For the present, your friend. Tomorrow, your host. The short time formality stands between us. Count Monte Cristo.
Out in the waiting room.
Show courage in the tunnel.
He's a means to an end.
Yes, Your Grace.
Young man.
Albert, come in.
Come. That's quite nice.
Yes. What an adventure.
Everything's an adventure when you're young.
One thing puzzles me, sir. How did you come to know of my kidnapping?
I have many connections, some of which are less than reputable. I pay well to be informed of anything of note in any city in which I stay. And the kidnapping of a count's son is of note.
But why risk your life rescuing me?
The son of a fellow noble. It was the least I could do. Judging by your character, I'm sure you would have done the same. Your father would be proud of you.
You must come to Paris to meet my parents, so that they may thank you in person.
Unfortunately, I cannot. Business, you see.
Please. It is a matter of honor.
Jacopo.
Yes, Your Grace.
The Spada matter. Where do we stand?
Even now, the gold
shipment.
I'm sorry, Your Grace. The shipment is in transit, bound for Marseille.
And it arrives?
Not for another 3 weeks, Your Grace.
3 weeks? That's more than enough time to visit in Paris.
Very well.
Excellent. I shall be there just in time.
In time for?
Present the Count of Monte Cristo.
It is a pleasure.
Pleasure is mine, Count Mondego. I've been looking forward to this moment for some time.
Well, you do me much honor. And it is I who are indebted to you for the rescue of my son. May I present the Countess Mondego. Mercedes.
You would have to be a mother to truly appreciate the service you've done for my son and me. Monsieur, I shall never forget you.
Please, madame. It was nothing. I am sure that within a month, you will not even remember my name. May I steal your wife?
I'm sorry?
For the waltz.
Of course.
You wonderful father.
What's the matter?
Nothing. You just remind me of someone from long ago. Someone who was very dear to me.
I'm flattered. What happened to him?
He died.
But I'm not that man.
Monsieur and Madame Villefort.
What are they doing here?
Prosecutor Villefort. What are you doing here?
Oh, Madame Villefort, monsieur.
So glad you could come to see me while I'm still in town.
I'd say we're delightfully surprised to get your message.
Thank you.
How would you be so kind as to excuse your husband and I for a moment?
I'm told you are an expert in the interpretation of the law. I have a certain matter that perhaps you could help me with. Excuse me.
Hello. A toast.
Not right now. I have state business to attend to.
The guests expect it. Albert expects it.
You give it, my dear. I'm sure it'll be splendid.
You are his father. It's the least you can do. You know how he admires you.
Then he will forgive my absence.
But
I thought we agreed not to meet socially.
How could I pass up the Count of Monte Cristo?
Quiet. What do you know of him?
He's foreign. Rich. I hear he aided your son.
Why does he seek your counsel?
Why should I tell you?
When my son returned from Rome, he mentioned he'd heard Monte Cristo saying he was expecting a shipment. He also heard the words of gold and Spada.
You don't believe
Monte Cristo has found the treasure of Spada?
About an hour ago, he asked me to help him avoid troublesome inspections on a shipment coming from Marseille. I could have him arrested.
Don't do that. Let's just relieve him of it.
How do you propose?
I have an acquaintance who deals in these matters. Tell Monte Cristo you'll get his shipment through customs, but that it will have to stay in port overnight. I shall have it removed and taken to my old family estate in Bouchamp, where we shall meet the following day.
I require 70%.
And yet you'll only get 50.
Done.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, my husband has been detained by business. And so, it is left up to me to
introduce you to the Count of Monte Cristo yet again. You see, I had the audacity to beg the Count to allow me to give the birthday toast to Albert. I was so insistent, and such is the graciousness of our host, that he reluctantly gave up his fatherly right in order to accommodate a guest, even one as boorish as myself. Young Albert has made far too much of the assistance I gave him in Rome. When I arrived in the catacombs, I watched as the criminals who tied Albert to a wall threatened to cut off his finger and send it to his father as evidence of his abduction. The boy's reply to all this was, "Do your worst." Life is a storm, my young friend. You will bask in the sunlight one moment, be shattered on the rocks the next. What makes you a man is what you do when that storm comes. You must look into that storm and shout as you did in Rome, "Do your worst, for I will do mine." Then the fates will know you as we know you, as Albert Mondego, the man.
told me that you were executed.
Did he?
Oh, God.
Countess, you are mistaken. Back to the Mondego.
No.
Madame, I'm only thinking of your reputation.
I beg you, Edmond. I don't care.
I am not this Edmond.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! What are you? A spirit. A ghost sent to torment me.
This Edmond, you loved him.
Yes.
For how long?
For all of my life.
And how long after he died before you married the Count?
That isn't fair.
We've reached your home, Countess. Said it yourself. Edmond Dantès is dead. Good night.
Count.
If you ever again presume to interfere in my affairs, I will, I promise, finish the job I started the day we met. Do you understand?
I understand you are mad.
Mad? My enemies are falling into my traps perfectly.
Mad, Your Grace, for ignoring this. You have a fortune. A beautiful woman who loves you. Take the money, take the woman, and live your life. Stop this plan. Take what you have won.
I can't.
Why not? I am still your man, Sadara. I swore an oath. I will protect you, even if it means I must protect you from yourself. I'll drive you home now.
I'll walk.
Get aboard.
Philippe Danglars?
Yeah?
You are charged with the theft of goods from a certain merchant ship.
This is absurd.
We can resolve this matter easily. These men will perform a search of your vessel.
Count Mondego set me up. But I'm not hand for him.
Who are you? I'm the Count of Monte Cristo. But my friends call me Edmond Dantès.
Cut him down before he can't talk.
Boy, don't do that. That's too much.
My dear Villefort, I hope you don't mind if I join you for a short while.
Your Grace, I was not expecting you.
I want to thank you in person for helping me with my shipment.
That, yes, I made all the arrangements earlier. I can promise you there'll be no more problems from our end.
Excellent. I think this could be the start of a long and fruitful relationship. Speaking of which, may I pose a question?
Yes, of course, anyone will.
I was just curious. Why did you tell Countess Mondego 16 years ago that Edmond Dantès had been executed?
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
It's a perfectly simple question.
How do you know these things?
That's quite enough.
You don't understand. Dantès was accepting a letter from Napoleon. That was clearly treason.
We both know he never delivered it. Packing a man off to prison with such knowledge is bad enough, but to tell us...
Your Grace, I have no idea what is provoking this perverse discussion.
Now I ask myself, what did my old friend Villefort stand to gain by telling Mercedes that Edmond Dantès is dead?
The answer is absolutely nothing. Just as you say, nothing. So why?
Now, if my old friend, now Chief Prosecutor of France, doesn't gain from this lie, well, who does?
My dear Countess, it's far too hot in here, and you're fully dressed. I think it's time we both left.
I think the clearest beneficiary is Fernand Count Mondego.
I don't understand what this Inquisition has to do with our business relationship.
I'm about to tell you.
Sit down, Mondego. I'm an ambitious man, and I have furthered these ambitions by scooping up Bonapartists. But now, with Napoleon on the loose, I find I have, shall I say, a thorn in my side. Once merely an irritation, now potentially lethal.
Be lethal in turn?
Well, the problem is such that I myself cannot attend to it. So I have a proposition for you. How is your father?
Alive, unfortunately.
We share the same misfortune.
You remember?
Why is this door locked? I demand that you release me from this room at once. You put yourself no friend of mine.
Your father was a loyal supporter of Napoleon, wasn't he? Possibly involved in plotting Napoleon's escape from Elba.
Emperor I'm soon!
An inconvenient parent for an ambitious civil servant like yourself. But then he died, suddenly and opportunely murdered again some 16 years ago.
Emperor Napoleon.
The murderer never apprehended. How hard did you look for him?
You have no proof, no witnesses. You just have theories, just conjectures.
On the contrary, I have Count Mondego.
Young Mondego, why?
Because your son lacked the courage.
Mondego is the one who pulled the trigger. He'd never confess in a million years.
You're right. He wouldn't. But you just have.
Monsieur Villefort, you're under arrest for conspiracy to murder.
You remember?
Dantès?
Gentlemen.
didn't think I'd make it that easy, did you?
Yeah!
I thought we had finished our conversation in the carriage.
So did I. Until I realized. You said the name Dantes. A name that I had never mentioned.
What do you want of me?
I want to be free of you. The way you obviously are free of me. Just a few answers from you and I shall be gone forever.
Ask your questions.
Where have you been?
13 years in the Chateau d'If. And everywhere else you can imagine.
The Chateau d'If for 13 years. Did you suffer?
Are you finished now? I have a good deal on my mind.
What happened afterward?
Much.
Why did you not come to me?
Why did you not wait? You married the very man who betrayed...
I told you that night on the rocks. Remember that it would never leave my finger. And it never has.
Why?
No, why?
If you ever love me, don't rob me of my hate. It's all I have.
Let it go, I love. Let it go. I don't know what dark plan lies within you. Nor do I know by what design we were asked to live without each other these 16 years. But God has offered us a new beginning. God. Don't slap his hand away.
Can I never escape him?
No. He is in everything. Even in a kiss.
My lady.
Where's the Count?
The Count would like for you to join him this afternoon.
Join him?
Yes. In leaving the country with your son. I'll have someone bring you to your house, and you just wait there for me. And we just...
Thank you.
Yes, but...
My
lady...
Where's the Count?
Upstairs.
What's wrong?
I'm bankrupt. All my debts have been called in. Also, I'm to be arrested.
For what?
Piracy, corruption, and murder.
Did you do all these things?
Yes. There is simply not the time to talk about it. The gendarmes are on their way, apparently, so hurry up and pack something.
I'm not going with you, Fanon.
You are my wife. I have made arrangements for us. We should be very well taken care of. Now go and find my son.
He's not your son.
I beg your pardon?
Albert Mondego was the son of Edmond Dantes. Why do you think I rushed off so quickly to marry you after Edmond was taken away?
Premature. A piece of work. So he's the bastard son of a dead traitor. He always was disappointing. Goodbye, Mercedes. You did please me some of the time.
You never pleased me.
Monte Cristo.
Kings to you, Fernand.
How did I escape?
The difficulty. How did I plan this moment? With pleasure.
So you've taken my status.
And everything else. Except your life.
Why are you doing this?
It's complicated. Let's just say it's vengeance. For the life you stole from me.
Sword.
How did you ever call yourself my friend?
We were friends, Edmund.
You sent me to hell! Why?
Take your vengeance. But know the blood you spill is noble. Blood that will never run through your veins. You're no more a count than I am a commoner! You don't have it in you.
Touch him and I'll kill you.
Boys, let me explain.
It's been explained. I spoke to Madame Villefort on the street. She told me how I was a silly, trusting dupe that my friend, the Count of Monte Cristo, used to get into our lives.
Albert, listen to me.
I will not!
Forgive me for being such a fool, Father.
You were betrayed. Of course you're forgiven.
You were my friend. I looked up to you.
There's a history here you know nothing about.
He loved your mother and yet she chose me. So now he intends to steal her away.
Get out of my way!
boy. If I have to, I will kill you. I will not stop now.
Nor will I.
So be it.
No! The note you left explaining where you'd gone. But now I must explain something to you. Where you've really come from. Up there. You are the son of Edmond Dantès. The man you know was the Count of Monte Cristo.
I'm afraid it is true. You are the walking proof that your mother was as much of a whore in her younger years as she is today.
You. You let me fight him?
It didn't do any good, though, did it?
And now I beg you, no more!
I want no more of this. Just go. Call it mercy. I see for none. I've only got one shot. It will take more than that to stop me.
Then I best put it where it will do the most damage.
Oh my God, what's that done? Dagobah!
Against that dad. God sees you out the corner of his eye. Surely.
I couldn't live in a world where you have everything and I have nothing.
Thank you. What happened to your mercy?
I'm a count, not a saint. Priest, you were right. This I promise you, and God, all that we use for vengeance will now be used for good. So rest in peace, my friend.
So, Statara, painful.
No. I bought this place thinking one day I would tear it down. But now the only things I care about are walking off this island with me. Let's go home.